With society's endless expectations upon you and mental health and anxiety issues on the rise, finding your true authentic self can be challenging. Being your true self is a key and never a mistake, because you are not a mistake. You are you, unapologetically. Join Dr. Kim R. Grimes as she creates a safe space and initiates influential conversations about you being you. Listen to discussions featuring step-by-step guides, techniques, and principles that you can sink your teeth into about uncovering your greatness, triggering a mindset shift, and living beyond your limiting beliefs. The time to connect with who you were created to be and fall madly, in love with you starts now. Here's your host, Dr. Kim R. Grimes.
Welcome back to You Are You Unapologetically. I am your host, Dr. Kim R. Grimes, and today we're discussing another truly powerful topic, the role of the family in your personal development and growth. That's it. See, what I know is this: family is the first community we are a part of, the first influence on our lives, and often it's where we learn fundamental lessons about who we are and who we can become. But the role of family in personal growth isn't always straightforward. It can be both a source of support and, at times, challenge. I like to say this about family. Family is another F word. Another F word that can make you drop F-bombs. That's right, I said it. F-bombs, right? So today, we'll explore how family dynamics can shape our beliefs, our values, and ultimately, our path towards personal growth. We'll also talk about how we can evolve beyond early family expectations and become the truest version of ourselves. Whether your family has been a source of inspiration, challenge, or both, there's something to be said about how these relationships impact our growth. Our goal today is to understand the influence of family, appreciate the positive aspects, and find ways to move forward with a sense of gratitude and purpose, and making peace with the role family plays in shaping who we are, especially when there are some negative aspects or challenging aspects staring you straight in the face. So why is this important, you may ask? Well, let me tell you why. Our families shape many aspects of our lives, our values, our beliefs, and even our view of the world. See, I grew up in a family of 8 children and 1 parent. What my mother said was law, and you dare not go against it. And if you have enough courage to do so, then there were heavy, heavy consequences for your actions. So as a child, and even as a young adult, I did not like everything my mother said. Who does, right? But as I grew into an adult, what I learned from my mother is that to stand my ground, to let my yes mean yes and my no mean no. I also learned to respect my mother's wisdom, and I realized that it's up to me to decide what part of those influences that I got from her, what part of those that I keep And then what part do I outgrow? Don't have to keep them around. Nope. So this episode is all about empowering you to reflect on the role family, your mother, your father, your grandparents, your siblings, your aunt, your uncles, your cousins, on the role that they have played or is playing in your life journey. So our family experiences teach us about relationships, conflict resolution, love, and loyalty, creating the foundation of how we interact with other people and with the world. While each family experience is unique in their own way, understanding how these early influences affect us can give us valuable insight into our own personal growth journey. We all inherit certain patterns, beliefs, expectations from our family. And as we become adults, we have the choice, I said it before, to either build on these influences, adapt them, or even choose a new direction. That is what this episode, like I said, is all about. And it is also to inspire you to take ownership of your personal development. This matters because our families, for better or for worse, help us understand ourselves. Recognizing how family experience have shaped us helps us to see both our strengths and our weaknesses, and in areas where we may want to grow or even heal, we can appreciate the positive, process the negative, and work towards being our true selves. Yes, because that's the ultimate goal, being you unapologetically. So let's get into how we can use these family influences to fuel our personal growth and development, and how we can unapologetically be ourselves in the process. So one of the biggest ways families, or our family, my family, your family, shape us is through the transmission, like I said before, of the values and beliefs that we have. For most of us, our families is the first place where we learn them, right? We learn what's right, what's wrong, what's good, what's bad, what's valuable, and how to respond to the people and the world around us. These early lessons can shape everything, and I mean everything, from our career aspirations to our approach to relationships, which is, for example, if you grew up in a family that valued hard work or values hard work, you might naturally carry that value in your life, knowing that you must work hard because it is expected of you. You were taught to do this, and so you do so. Or if open communication was encouraged in your family, you may find it easy to express yourself as an adult in many situations or circumstances. So take a moment. Take a moment and think about the values your family emphasized. Think about it. Which one of them, which one have you adopted wholeheartedly? Is it trust, honesty, integrity, hardworking? Is it sharing with others, being kind to people, giving and or supporting those in need? Which one have you let go? Which one have you let go of, or maybe adapted it to better suit the person that you are now or wish to be? Understanding these foundational values help you decide how you want to continue growing personally. Our family relationships teach us about boundaries and emotional intelligence. Let me tell you how. Family dynamics often serve as our first relationship school. From this school, we learn how to relate. We learn how to interact. We learn how to deal with people and the world. And so through our interactions with people, especially our siblings, our parents, or even extended family members, we learn about empathy. We learn how to communicate, and we learn boundaries. Our families teach us what it means to compromise, to give, or to give grace, or to be graceful, to assert ourselves, and to handle disagreements. Healthy family relationships can foster a high level of emotional intelligence. Managing your emotional intelligence is an essential skill for personal and professional success. For real. Okay, so let's take another moment and let's reflect on how your family handles conflict. How do they handle conflict? Do you have a parent who fly off the hinge when things get heated or when they get frustrated? Do you walk around on eggshells, ensuring not to trigger your parent or someone else in your family? Did you grow up in a household where issues were openly discussed or were things swept under the rug? If open communication wasn't encouraged, consider practicing assertive communication in your own life. So when something is said that you don't like or it offends you, don't clam down and not say anything or be quiet, but be willing to openly share how the comment land on you. And do it in a calm manner. Do it in a respectful manner. It's never too late. Never too late to build these skills at all. Our families can be a support system for our personal goals, that is. Here's how. When we have a supporting family or supportive family, they can be and will be our cheerleaders. Yeah. Right? Supporting us and helping us reach our goals. Tell me, who do not need a cheerleader, right? A family that believes in your potential, believes in your gifts, in your talents, your strengths, even your weaknesses. They believe in your ability. It can give you the confidence to pursue your dreams and your desires. Knowing that someone has your back can be incredibly motivating and can help you take bigger, bolder steps towards not only growth, but walking in your greatness. But know this, support doesn't always look the same for everybody in every family. Mm-mm. Some families might support you practically, while others are emotionally supportive, providing you with a sense of stability and safety. Every family member has different abilities, so let's be sure not to make it wrong in how they support you, as long as they support you. Now, if you have a family support, don't be afraid to lean into it. Be sure to share your goals with your family members, especially those who can encourage and guide you along the path. And if family support isn't readily available for you, no worries. Seek out a friend, a mentor, a counselor, a teacher, even an extended relative or someone in your community who can fill the supportive role. Yep, remember, family doesn't always have to be biological. You don't have to share or have the same blood running through your veins. Mm-mm, not at all. So how do we navigate family expectations and find our own path. No doubt, family expectations can be tricky. It's a tricky area to navigate. Many of us grow up feeling certain pressures and anxieties, whether to pursue a certain career, adopt a certain belief, or live in a way that aligns with family values. While these expectations are often well-meaning, they can sometimes feel limiting and controlling. It's important to honor and respect our family's influence, but also to recognize when it's time to cut the cord and pave our own path. So if you find yourself feeling confined by family expectations, take some time to get clear, that is, on your own values and goals. Clarity is key here. What do you truly want for yourself is what matters. So when you're crystal clear on your path, it becomes easier and easier to communicate your choices to family members, showing respect for their input while standing firm in your directions and decisions as well. So let's learn from family challenges and start creating our own legacy, because we all have family challenges. It's evident. It is evident that not everyone comes from a supportive or healthy family environment, and navigating family challenges can be one of the most powerful growth experience we can go through. Yeah. Difficult family dynamics, like dealing with criticism and unmet emotional needs, can teach us resilience, empathy, and self-reliance. Here's another one of my sayings is, you should not get upset over something that you already know, especially about a family member. And I apply it to really everything, but in particularly to a family member. For instance, if you have a family member who shows up challenging or rambunctious, you know this about your family member. So tell me, why do you allow their behavior to get you upset every time? Oh, so you may say because it embarrasses you. That's because you allow it to. But you know this about the family member and you still get upset. So again, why do you allow things that you already know about your family get you upset? These experiences, while challenging, often shape us in unexpected and transformative ways. Reflect on how family challenges have shaped you. Think about it. What occurred? What happened? Who said what? How did it shape you? What lessons have they taught you? And what are some of your takeaways from the family challenges? And more importantly, how can you take those lessons and turn them into something not only positive, but powerful? Think about it. Maybe it's breaking a cycle of negativity or building a more open relationship with your own children or with your parents. Embrace the idea of creating your own legacy. Yep, your own legacy. As you grow, right, we have to learn how to redefine family so that we can grow. Growing into our true selves, we often find that family takes on new meanings. Sometimes we develop close bonds with friends who feel like family, or we cultivate a chosen family that aligns with who we've become. Again, it's important to realize that family is not solely defined by blood relations. It's also about those people who support you, who support me, who support us. They uplift us, inspire us. They motivate us, empower us, and encourage us to be unapologetically me, unapologetically ourselves. If you've created a chosen family, cherish those connections. They are so powerful. They are a testament to your growth and to the power of surrounding yourself with people who bring out the best in you, right? If you're still finding your tribe, keep nurturing the connections that feel supportive and empowering and embracing them as well. So as we wrap up today, I hope this conversation has given you insight into how deeply family shapes us, how family shapes you, and how family shapes me, my family. The values, expectations, and lessons we receive from our family, whether they are blood or not, are part of who we are. But know this, they definitely don't have to define us. We have the power to grow, adapt, and build our own paths while still honoring and loving the positive aspects of our family influences. At the end of the day, personal growth is all about becoming more of who you truly are. You are you, unapologetically. And that often involves understanding the role your family has played in and on your journey. So here's my challenge for you. Intentionally stop. I said stop. And spend some quality time reflecting on the positive aspects of your family influence. And consider areas where you like to grow independently. Think about one value or one lesson or one tradition you want to carry forward on your journey. And think about the one that you might want to reshape, right? Or leave behind. Either way, you make the choice. But embrace what resonates with you. And here's the thing. Let go of what doesn't. Let me say that again. Embrace what resonates with you and let go what doesn't. Period. Your growth is yours alone. And that's something to be greatly, and I mean greatly, proud of. So, with society's rigid expectations and endless opinions, self-expression and self-appreciation can feel challenging and daunting. Most of the time, we push it down, what we're feeling down, and hide or just go with the flow. See, what I know is that you are you, unapologetically, and that means being true to how you were created and not allowing people's opinion to affect how you show up in life. Let people talk. They're going to talk and talk and talk. Let them talk because you have no time to be intimidated by the presence of others. I said intimidated by the presence of others and think little of yourself. We don't have time for that. When you show up without pretense or hesitation, the world can't dull your glamour. They can't steal your shine. They can't. And most importantly, you will be inspired to shine your light so bright, to share your light, and to help others to tap into their own brilliance. So let's put an end to disparaging mindset and begin to own our own authentic self. Join me here in a safe space where I will always initiate influential conversations about being you. That's why I'm here. I'm here because I want you to be you. You are you unapologetically. And no one, absolutely no one, is better at being you than you. I dare you to find someone. So thank you so much for joining me on this episode. You Are You Unapologetically. I hope and pray that today's discussion has given you a fresh perspective on the role of your family and how it plays a part in your personal growth. Think about it. Think about it. Reflect on it. And if you enjoyed this episode, please, please, please share it with someone who might benefit from it, who may see their family different, right, than you see yours. The insights may get something from the insights that I shared. And don't forget to subscribe so you won't miss any upcoming episodes, because they're coming. And remember, you are allowed to be yourself fully, authentically, and unapologetically. Give yourself permission. I said, give yourself permission to grow freely and to choose the influences that best support your path. Until we meet again, stay empowered and keep moving forward unapologetically. That's it for now. Ciao, ciao.
Thank you for listening to this episode. May this transformational discussion shift your mindset so you can live in possibility, so you can step higher in your greatness and stand bolder in your brilliance. Do not wait another minute. Start now to uncover your greatness and begin to fall madly, madly, did I say madly, in love with you. The journey to unleashing and owning your true self doesn't end here. Be sure to subscribe to the show at kimrgrimes.com. Leave a rating and gear up for more conversations like this one. See you on the next episode. And remember, you are not a mistake. You are you, unapologetically.